This is our returning champion, Michael Friedman from Las Vegas, Nevada. Stand by to see Michael play for all of the prizes, plus a cash jackpot, a total of $144,695. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Alfa Romeo valued at $30,895 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Hi, thank you. Good to have you with us. Hi there. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Well, if you've been with us as we've watched this young gentleman climb up, you know that on our last show, he passed on every prize we've got on the stage in order to try for all of those prizes plus a $72,000 cash jackpot. So today, Michael Friedman is going for well over $144,000 in cash and prizes. Michael, welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
Got a lot of people out here to root for you, right? That is terrific, and this is the way we stand now. You have passed on many, many items, including a beautiful luxury car. I know you said your father wanted all of the prizes. You now have $649 in your bank account. So you must win, and you need another $101. It's possible that you could win and not have quite enough money, and again, you'd be at all the prizes. But we'd get into that should that happen. You need a total of $750 for all of the prizes plus the cash. So that's where we stand. I can only say good luck fine champion. And incidentally, Michael, along the way, one of the reasons you could pass on everything, Michael, you've already got a camera, trip to New York, trip to Toronto, $5,000 in cash. You're over $18,000 in cash and prizes. No matter what happens, that's already in your bank. Here to introduce the challengers who I know are going to try to stop him. This is Summer Bartholomew. Hi, Summer.
Bring us some good challengers.
Certainly did. Our first challenger keeps a treacherous backyard from Tempe, Arizona. Give a warm welcome to Alice Conkright.
Hello there, Alice.
And next, this challenger has an affinity for Donald Duck from Studio City, California. Let's hear it for Will Hubbard.
Hi there, Will. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Will, you have an affinity for Donald Duck?
I do, Jim. I do. My friends even say I do a pretty good imitation of Donald Duck.
Oh, would you share it with us?
Yeah, when he was here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Will. Good sense of humor might hold you in good stead here. Alice, you keep a treacherous backyard. A lot of ducks making strange noises back there. Right? Now, what happens?
Yes, Jim. I live in the desert, and I have a cactus garden in my backyard. And when I go out to attack the weeds, very often the plants attack me.
I would think so. They can be very lovely, though. Good to have you here as well.
Thank
well, I don't have to tell you both, you're up against a very tough champion, so we'll start all three of you off with $20. And the player with the most money at the end of the day is, of course, the champion. Let's get started with this question for five. What tennis player am I quoting? Over 1,000 officials to choose from, and I get, Michael?
John McEnroe.
I got a moron like you. Yeah, that's John McEnroe. $5 for the correct answer. Michael goes to 25. Cloche hats, turn-down hose, raccoon coats. Alice?
That's in the 20s, flappers in the 20s.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say roaring 20s is exactly what I wanted to hear from you. And you are right for five. Alice goes to 25. General George Patton earned the colorful nickname, Michael?
Blood and guts.
The old blood and guts. Yes, I wanted guts, and you got that. Good anticipation, Michael, to 30. According to Shakespeare, discretion is Alice?
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Oh, these players are quick. You are right. Alice ties Michael at 30. With which Olympic event do we identify a petite medalist named Michael?
Gymnastics.
Olga Corbett? You're right. Gymnastics it is. Well, I don't think I finished the question in that first segment there. It is time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus. Cash could come up at any time. Michael, you have a $5 lead, so the option is yours. With a $5 lead, you're going for some big things, but you might want to pick up some things along the way. How about this?
Michael, you can make a splash with this sensational water skiing equipment featuring sleek, tapered his and hers skis, matching vest, double handle rope, and tournament gloves. It's yours with a gift certificate from Sports Chalet. This great ski equipment is normally priced at $500. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Now, Michael, I mean, water skiing in Las Vegas, that's really got to be true. No, but you go up to Lake Mead, right? Yeah, you could do water skiing up there. $500 worth of equipment. Have you ever tried that?
I've always wanted to.
Oh, well, now's your chance. All the equipment, it just cost you $5. You would be in a tie with Alice if you bought them. You're going for some big things, Michael. I'm not going to make it that easy for you. I'll tell you what I'll do. Just to pay for the gas to get to Lake Mead, $500 worth of equipment, I'll match that with $500 in cash. For just $5, you'd be in a tie with Alice. Going once,
nope.
Going twice, no sale. $1,000 for five, does not want to buy. He's thinking of that $72,000 cash jackpot. Back with us. With what instrument is jazz great Miles Davis? Alice?
Trumpet.
Trumpet is what it is, and Alice ties Michael anyway, but this time it's 35. What European country is known as the Emerald Isle? Alice.
That's Ireland.
It is indeed Ireland, and Michael and Alice goes to 40 now with a $5 lead. What historic book includes characters Little Eva, Topsy, Alice?
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
And Eliza was the other one. Uncle Tom's Cabin it is, and Alice is a formidable challenger to the champion. Alice has a $10 lead. It is time now for the fame game, a rather long question. Players buzz in when you have an idea about a famous person, and you'll get a pick of that fame game board. Famous person. I was born in London in 1933. My father was a Cockney fish market porter, and my mother a cleaning woman. Alice.
Margaret Thatcher.
Incorrect. Took a chance that did not pay off, but you're playing for a pick of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at 45. I'll clear the board, and we'll continue for Will and for Michael. And, of course, Alice, you're out of it now. I was bitten by the acting bug while serving tea in a London theater and appeared on British TV and in film. Will.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine is right. Yeah, didn't even get into his film. So Will is heard from. And Will, nine numbers up there on the board. Which one do you choose?
Number
and you'll
seven.
Get what's
lucky
behind
seven,
it.
Lucky seven, Jim. Lucky seven.
And behind number seven, we have $10.
That is a $10 money card. We add that to Will's score, and that game gets a lot closer. Michael going for over $144,000, and he is trailing. We'll be back. Michael is going for everything, but the game is close, and it is Alice in the lead of 45. Michael at 35, Will at 30, and this question for five. The Pledge of Allegiance ends with the lines, "One nation under God," Alice?
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
You finished it. You've got another five, and Alice goes to 50. Give me the name of the first non-Italian pope. Alice?
John Paul II.
You got it, including the second. You are right for another five. And Alice stretches her lead out to $20. What western state was the destination of the Joad family and John... Michael?
California.
In John Steinbeck's classic novel, The Grapes of Wrath, you are right. The champion is heard from. California it is. Michael goes to 40. What is the proper word for the surgical operation in which a doctor removes your appendix? Alice.
Appendectomy.
That's what it is. And Alice again beats Michael to the buzzer and goes to 60. Well, Alice, now you've got the lead. You have a $20 lead over the champion. Can we interest you in this?
Alice, you can add a little to your den with this sensational 25-inch color TV, an ultra-modern styled console with receiver monitor capability and a stereo amplification sound system, plus remote control from Green & Roberts. This sensational TV is normally priced at $1,150. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Well, that's very nice. I have not seen this kind of style. Very lovely. Alice, your first opportunity to buy something. You have a $20 lead. You like the television?
It's a beautiful television.
Well, I offered Michael some money. If you bought it for 12, you'd still have the lead, but your lead would be 8. Now, this is your first opportunity to buy, so I'm not going to offer you as much as I offered Michael, but I will offer you $200 in cash. A $1,350 bargain for 12 bucks, you'd still have an $8 lead. Going once.
Michael.
Going twice. No sale. Thought she might like that. First crack at buying, she didn't want to do it. Back with this. This plucky little girl of the Old West was known as Little Sure Shot. Michael.
Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley is who it is, and Michael goes to 45. Yes. The most populous city in Africa is also, Alice?
Cairo.
The capital of Egypt. You are right. Nicely anticipated. It is indeed Cairo. And Alice still with that $20 lead. Name the Indian guru who popularized the... Alice?
Maharishi.
Yes. Transcendental meditation. Maharishi is all we needed. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi is a complete name. And our judge previously told me Maharishi they would accept. You've added another five. Ooh, she is quick. Name the British passenger liner whose sinking in Michael.
The Lusitania.
In 1915, by German U-boats, helped bring America into World War I. You are right. And Michael is anticipating again, up to 50. It is home to 50 insurance companies. Alice?
Hartford, Connecticut.
That's exactly what it is. Alice is 75. Wow. Talking about insurance and Hartford, people give the most amazing reports to insurance companies about car accidents. And here's a couple that these are true. One person said a pedestrian hit me and went under my car. Another one said the guy was all over the road. I had to swerve several times before I hit him. And a third one said, in my attempt to kill a fly, I ran into a telephone pole. We'll be right back. Our champion, Michael Friedman, going for all of the prizes in the cash jackpot, and he's in a bit of a problem right now. It is Michael at 50 and Alice in the lead at 75. Will at 30, back to the fame game. $15 money card up there someplace could be very important. We're looking for a famous place. I am the oldest college of my kind in the United States. I'm located on the banks of the Hudson River, not far. Alice?
West Point.
That is right. Yes, Military College, the oldest of its kind. And Alice, again, with great anticipation, you've got a pick of the board now. Eight numbers, which one do you want?
Jim, I think I will take number eight.
And behind number eight, we have Mystery Money, or pick again.
Now, Alice, with your first opportunity at a prize, you didn't want it. Here's your first opportunity at some money. We don't know what money is there. You can take the mystery money or pass on it and pick another number.
Jim, I think I'll pass and I'll take number four.
And behind number four, we have a dining set. Stylet solar indoor-outdoor chip-proof high-style quality dining set with a look, texture, and weight of natural wicker. Furnished by Stylet.
It's very lovely. It's $400 worth of furniture. I hope you'll be happy with it. I know that Michael is happy you didn't find a money card up there. Back with all three of you now. Still that $25 lead. Of course, you were not playing for dollars there for a pick of the board, so you stayed at 75. This is for five for all three of you. A beautiful gypsy girl who works in a cigarette factory. Alice?
Carmen.
That's the opera we're looking for. Carmen it is. Alice to 80. In one of his most powerful roles, Rod Steiger played Michael?
In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, and a bitter shopkeeper named Saul Naserman named the film. That was The Pawnbroker. Michael loses five for the incorrect answer, down to 45. Name the author of the bestsellers Chesapeake and Alice.
That's Michener.
That is indeed Michener and Alice to $85. And Alice, again, an instant bargain. Now, your lead is bigger. You have $85 to Michael's 45. Can we interest you in this?
Alice, if you daydream of adventure, wake up to this great runabout. This sturdy scooter features electronic ignition, automatic oil injection, and a hidden spare tire. Furnished by Burbank Kawasaki, this motor scooter is normally priced at $1,799. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
You've got a couple of youngsters, 18, 23. They might enjoy that. You might enjoy it yourself. $1,799. Buy it, your lead would be cut to $24. Still a sizable lead. And this time, I will give you $500 in cash to go with it for $16. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Wow. Now, Michael's got to play catch up. $144,000 worth right after this. That break, you could have cut the tension with a knife as Alice in the lead at 85. Michael is trailing, is at 45. Will still in it at 30 because we've got a ways to go. We're back with this. Operation Overlord was the code name. Michael.
The D-Day invasion.
That's what it was. Michael goes to 50. Yes. Known as K2, it ranks second in the world. Michael?
It's a mountain.
That's what it is. In terms of height, it is indeed a mountain. Michael begins to make a move, cutting that lead to $30. In the tragic play, which Shakespearean king had daughters named Goneril? Michael.
King Lear.
King Lear is who it is. Three in a row for Michael. Now, the third and final crack of the fame game, and somewhere up on that board is a $25 money card. A famous person. I am a biblical character whose story is told in Judges 16. I am the mistress of an Israelite hero whose enemies... Michael, take it a chance.
Delilah.
What?
Delilah.
Delilah is right. Yes. Michael, you are trailing by $25. There is a $25 money card up there. A very big pick of the board. What number do you want?
Number six, please.
And behind number six, we have a pager. Page Command People Pager. You may beat children home, used for handicapped persons, home security, or panic beeper. To operate, plug it in. Page Command, furnished by Linear Communications.
Nice prize, but not what he was looking for right there. Where were those other big money cards coming?
Behind the number five and the number one.
Number one had that big win that Michael was looking for, but we finish up the game now with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? And Alice is in the lead at 85. Michael must beat her for the crack at everything. He is at 60. Will at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round. Now, in what beautiful Scandinavian country would you find the city of Stockholm? Michael.
Sweden.
Right. In West Side Story, Tony said, I just met a girl, Alice.
Named Maria.
Right. In what Olympic event was Peggy Fleming? Michael.
Ice skating.
Right. Name the holiday on which everybody sings Auld Lang Syne. Alice.
New Year's.
Right. What is the tallest animal on Earth? Michael.
The giraffe.
Right. Who was the first woman to fly solo? Michael.
Amelia Earhart.
Right. The Great Famine of Ireland was caused. Alice. What?
Potato famine.
Right. Which of our presidents was known as the Sage of Mount Alice?
That was Jefferson.
Right. Quasimodo rang the bell. Michael.
Vietnam.
Right. What ragtime pianist and composer, Michael?
George Gershwin.
Wrong. What classical poet wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey? Alice.
Homer.
Right. What eastern state capital is served by Logan? Alice.
Logan Airport, Airport Boston.
Right. Finish this quotation. We have met the enemy. Alice.
And they are ours.
Right. Who was the only American president to resign? Michael.
Andrew Johnson.
Wrong. Time is up and we have a new champion. Alice really put it away in the speed round. I know she's got mixed emotions as Michael was going for so much. Back to the new champion in a moment. The only president to resign from office was Richard Nixon. The Maple Leaf Rag, the pianist and composer, ragtime was Scott Chaplin. Sage of Monticello, Thomas Jefferson. She answered correctly. We didn't get a chance to finish it. Got to say goodbye to Michael. He tried for it all, didn't make it. But nonetheless, let's look at the bright side, Michael. You have done terrific. You have got the TV, the VCR. You've got a camera, a trip to New York, trip to Toronto, $5,075 in cash. You are leaving us well over $18,100 in cash and prizes. Fine champion, Michael. Congratulations. Will didn't pick up anything along the way. Thank you, Will. He got the cash in front of you.
Been fun,
but
Jim.
Alice Conkright, come on up here with me. Let's go shopping with a new champion. Wow. Congratulations, Alice. You were sensational. You won with $120. Incidentally, I know you feel somewhat bad about it, but look at the other side. You may be the person to go on and get everything yourself. So you've got to play for yourself. You might, however, decide with $120 you just want to take this and leave us.
Here's the shopping of a lifetime. Indulge yourself with a shopping spree in all the fancy stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And of course, you very easily can afford that. Now, what that amounts to is you give me $85, and I'll give you $3,000 in cash. That's exactly what it is. However, you might want to put your $120 in the bank. The next thing up the line, you would need just $55 more. You didn't want the transportation with the motor scooter. How about this for $175?
Here's a welcome guest for your next beach party. This thrilling dune buggy. A new Santoy's two-seater. Steering brakes, lots of foam, and quartz driving lights. Designed for easy night vision. Furnished by Santoy's. This great dune buggy, normally priced at $6,100. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
So you're just $55 more away from that. Of course, you've got to keep on winning. That is always the ticket there. You might, if you don't like that transportation, if you get to $530, Alice, you can drive away in this.
You'll love the sporty look of this Alfa Romeo. A limited edition sports car featuring sunroof, leather interior, car phone, cherry wood steering wheel, and a sensational stereo system. Furnished by Bob Ruman Pontiac. This great sports car, normally priced at $30,895. Yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And Alice, should you get to the point where Michael was today, if you can get to $750, we will give you all the prizes on the stage plus this.
A cash jackpot of $72,000.
It keeps on going up. But right now, Alice, you can take that $3,000 in cash and leave us or put your money in the bank. The dune buggy is next. Think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. Alice Charles Rice, you've got $120. Very simply, give me $85 and I will give you $3,000. But of course, you would leave us then. Or you can take the risk that you can keep on winning another $55, get up to $175, you can have the dune buggy. Are you going to take the money and leave, or are you going to put your money in the bank and play on?
Jim, I think I'll play on. I'll go for the dune buggy.
Somehow I thought you would after defeating a tough champion. Well, another $1,000. $73,000 to the challengers next time on Tale of the Century. Bye-bye. Congratulations.
All prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.